All right, let's drive a car. Wake up! Me? I just need a little pick-me-up, but that's all. I just need some tunes. Gotta put up some tunes. Just some tunage. Some tizunes. Yeah. Like Southern Dark Hick Hop Days Gone by 808 Merc. That'll keep me going. Instrumental country rap. Great. Stuff. Is this Kid Rock? Yes. Hello. I am Kid Rock. It's me. Thanks for tuning in. I want to be a cowboy, baby. Too many cars. I have to fucking pull out of my route home because we have to go an alternate route because it is bad. Thank you. turn. It's okay. I guess it's fine because now I get my own dedicated turn, like, signal. And I don't have to, like, inch my way through all these people that cross this street at this time. But it's still a mess. Now I get to go. Hip-hop. Yeah. It's hard to deny, we do our job and do it right. We are a million, million march, and we don't die, we multiply. We work for food, we work for food, we work for food. I like to, when I drive around San Francisco, playing all of this good music, I like to think that everyone wearing headphones is listening to the music I'm listening to.
Survival ain't a struggle for me. Don't try to PvP me with your god mode on me. Only keep it real so no stars some with me. Making ender portals ain't no mystery. Strike the ender dragon, get the victory. Hope I get some diamonds in the mineshaft. Got some friends to help me out in Minecraft. I go mine and then I won't get diamonds and then I don't.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to look at a bunch of fashion photos, I would listen to fashion-forward music, like Minecraft's Plan.
Creepers, there's a lot of creepers that be blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing.
No, just imagine someone on the runway in some kind of fancy shawl or whatever.
Creepers that be blowing and blowing and blowing.
And they're walking slow in this fog machine. And Minecraft's Plan is playing.
She said, give me armor. I gave her only Harley. I only spent my diamonds on my sword. I'm sorry. 50 gold. I even got some lapis on me. Make a cake and then I bring some.
I guess what I'm saying is,
and you know me,
it's time to start a fashion line so that we can play this song during Fashion Week.
Hero Brian be looking real for me. Minecraft.
Live version. Like seeing this perform live doesn't really sound appealing. like, while listening to this, I want to be looking at, like, a fucking white wall. Or a fucking trash can. Something like, something completely mundane. Mass-produced statue. That river dance. That's what all the kids are saying these days. Give me that river dance.
Stay in the right two lanes. In 3/4 of a mile, take a slide left turn onto Bay Street.
I throwing you off?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a player on the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
Be looking for a girl that'll treat you right. Be looking for in the daytime with the light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you can?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit I'm curious about you. You seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute.
You on my team.
So does everybody else.
Baby,
Magoo just became a very well-paid Ghost Rider. This is not... I don't know what this is. This is not music from Mr. Do.
Go past this light, then at the next one, use the left two lanes to take a slide left turn onto Bay Street.
I don't know what this is. Is it from some bad console port of Mr. Do or something? Like,
at the light, use the left two lanes to take a slide left turn onto Bay Street. Take a slide left turn.
Pierogies and pinball sounds like a fucking winning combo.
In 1.4 miles, keep right onto Laguna Street. Across the street, against the lights, with his messenger bag and his denim jacket slung over his shoulder. So I installed that iOS beta, and I'm trying out Apple Maps since supposedly it got better. It seems okay. Balloon music. Piece for solo tenor balloon. Okay. This is a sex thing, right? I mean, most things are, if you think about it.
Onto Laguna Street.
guitar! A hole in the other end to keep pumping air into it. I'm just wondering, like, how do you keep this going? Yeah, this track's been going 3 minutes. I'd like to see the sheet music for this. Oh, are they just rubbing the balloon? Maybe they're just rubbing the balloon and not letting air out of it. In which case, it's definitely a sex thing.
In 1.3 miles, turn right to merge onto US 101 North. In 1 mile, turn right to merge onto US 101 North.
Face goes to the voice.
30% Buck Bumble right here.
Past this light, then at the next one, use the right lane to merge onto US 101 North.
I like their go past this light methodology. That's very real world. It's kind of useful. Google Maps don't do that. Hey, go past this light and then fucking hang a right. Oh, yeah.
At the light, use the right lane to merge onto US 101 North.
Also, it's got two different voices, which is weird.
Turn right.
In the beginning, man wondered to himself, why, oh why are we here? And yet, with each asking of this question, the answer would become even less clear. Overwhelmed by fear.
I can already tell this sucks.
And so it...
For 35 miles, continue straight.
And the human race. The human race develop more and more empty space. Oh, how we love the human race. Until one day this one guy said to this other guy, he said, hey, have you seen that guy over there? He's got more than everybody else has got. To me, that don't seem fair. But the second guy agreed with the first guy. Everybody else did too. Until they all got so worked up, they figured there was something they just had to divide his things up among each other. After they killed him, of course. So they can see no real good reason not to just take what they wanted by force.
Capitalist hymns. PC trailer song done on Minecraft Noblox. bootleg frog.
Ding, ding.
This is off-brand frog. Open a room temperature one for this. Yeah. Part is where all the cats kneel. They take a knee in protest. the dogs take over. I feel like calling this Jingle Cats and having a picture of a cat on the cover. Like, the number of fucking dog barks on this is unacceptable. Who the fuck wants equal time for dogs? And like, in this, like, put out a fucking dog album, you motherfuckers.
Okay.
Safeway has a live music show. Like, do they play in stores? Do they play this Kiefer Sutherland song? Do they play Halloween Fart Sounds 12? Hollywood Fart Sounds 12 would be fun. Pretty smooth lineup. You should get booked on that show and then just play Halloween Fart Sounds 12. Lady Antebellum, just the front man. Great. Yes. Capital Cities headlining a 2016, yes, of course. A fucking 2016 golf tournament. Coming out there and playing Safe and Sound. That is the fucking most 2016. Bischoff stuff this morning. It's a weird, that's weird. Curious if that'll be noticeable on television. It's weird if you, you know, if you look at it, it almost starts to look like a Succession plan. Phase one of what does this company look like without Vince McMahon at the helm. Of course, like, that all changes, you know, at the fucking blink of an eye, you know, on someone's whim, right? So, hard to know, but I'm all for it. They have to change something, so I think that Bischoff, you know, reined in working for this larger company. Eric Bischoff, if you listen to that podcast he's been doing and the way he presents his take on wrestling, it is not entirely different from mine in that he's like, hey, it has to have a reason for happening. Like, you have to have fucking stakes. You have to have a reason for these two people to wrestle, and don't just throw matches on for matches' sake. Like, try to fucking come up with some fucking storylines. And so that's, you know, like, I'm all for it. Because right now there's just no logic or rhyme or reason to any of it. And it is bad. It's bad television. It's like there's nothing going on. There is just nothing going on those shows now. So, you know, so if they can bring in people that'll bring, like, some semblance of logic to it, even if that logic is, like, wrestling logic, which is obviously, like, the loosest fucking logic in the world, that'll be a big improvement from what they've been doing basically since WrestleMania. WrestleMania was, like, the last good... WrestleMania was the last time I felt good about their shows, their storylines, all of it. Which is weird, because normally WrestleMania is, like, disappointing, and you're just like, oh, I can't believe they're fucking quadrupling down on this fucking stupid shit. But, like, that was the last time it was good. And everything since then has been bad. You know, and the wrestling's fine, right? You know, these people can wrestle. They probably have the most talented roster of, like, in-ring wrestlers they've ever had. But holy shit! It is some of the fucking worst television that they have ever done. So, yeah, like, shake things up, put people in charge. You know, if they're really going to do it, right? I mean, if it's like a half-assed thing and it is still Vince McMahon swooping in and fucking shit up, then it's pointless. It's a waste of fucking time. And those guys seem like guys that will quit pretty quickly if they find themselves in that situation. You start to wonder, you know, it's a fucking terrible thing to speculate about, and it doesn't feel good when you see wrestling fans talk about things this way. But you think about what they've been doing and think about how Vince McMahon himself has been when he's been near a microphone the past, I don't know, 6 months, a year, whatever it's been. Like, he's lost a step on the microphone, which is a bummer, because he for a time was one of the best that they had talking into a microphone, and lately he just doesn't have it. He's like stumbling over words. It's just like some of that stuff starts to creep in. You start thinking, like, is he all there? Is he? How are his mental faculties? And, you know, people have speculated a lot about that stuff. And it's gross, I think. But at the same time, you look at that stuff and then start to look at what they've been doing in terms of bringing in different forms of high-level talent, bringing back Bruce Pritchard, who was a guy who, you know, could always be counted on to, like, communicate with Vince. Even if they didn't always agree or whatever, like, you know, the general feeling or the general vibe that you get is like, oh, like, he's a guy that could really be a good... Oh, God, am I getting rear-ended here? No. Almost. He's a guy that these days you could probably put in as a pretty good go-between between Vince McMahon and everybody else, which sounds like what they tried to do. But that was only effective up to a point, so now they've taken these steps. And I don't know. It's a interesting... It's interesting. To watch them try this stuff. Because, I think that they probably have to bring in... Oh, God, I don't even know. Like, do they need to bring in people that Vince already knows? Because there's, like, a trust. Like, you know, you can't turn it over to somebody
who hasn't been there. You know, you're not going to give the company to Triple H just yet, if even if you are, you know, ever. I think that's not quite the done deal that I think people make it out to be. If anything, you know, you put these shows under guys like Heyman and Bischoff, you leave Triple H running NXT, and then you continue to groom him to maybe eventually be the guy that is above Heyman and Bischoff, right? I mean, maybe. It's hard, you know. It's really easy to sit and speculate about that stuff all fucking day long. But this is maybe the like creatively, like in terms of television and people talking into microphones and all that shit. This is maybe the worst it's been in the last 20 years, 15 years, I don't know. Like, it's such a... It reminds me of when I stopped watching wrestling in the 90s. Like, those weird... That weird Bret Hart era before the screw job, before all that stuff. Like, the kind of, like, 93, 94. In there, or, you know, like the early days of Raw when it was Damian Demento and the Goon and all these fucking terrible gimmicks and just all this stupid shit. Only now they have... Now it's, like, more tragic in a way because they have this intensely talented roster of people who I bet if you turned them loose a little more on the microphone... would be more effective storytellers than they're being allowed to be. I don't know. It's bizarre. It's a fascinating time for wrestling because not only do you have like this weird implosion happening, but you've also got like hungry competitors on the come up, and really interesting time. I've been watching more of that early to mid 90s stuff that I wasn't watching for lately. Just because a lot of the backstage stuff like sounded so fascinatingly broken, like the era when Shawn Michaels was just becoming more and more of an asshole backstage, is just interesting. I don't know. I went and watched the handful of like a few, not all of them. Not his entire run or whatever, but like that period of time when Steve Austin was in ECW in 95 before he came in as the ringmaster. And some of those promos he cut about Bischoff. What a fucking weird business. There's nothing like it. It's such its own bizarre bubble, and you listen to people talk about it, especially people that have been, you know, like doing it since the 70s in various forms, whether, you know, backstage, like listening to some of these podcasts, like the Jim Ross podcast that they're doing now is... It's interesting to listen to Jim Ross talking about, like, oh, well, yeah, you know, we had, you know, like, the amount of weed being smoked and that sort of, you know, just weird things that you don't think of, or things that you know, like the I think it's easier to look at, like, modern wrestlers because they're just, you know, they're out there more talking and as real people and all that sort of stuff and talking about their craft and wanting to tell stories and stuff. But, like, hearing all these discussions of, like, wrestling in the 90s and 80s and 70s and stuff and hearing that a lot of that same stuff was prevalent then, you just never heard about it because, you know, they kept kayfabe better and didn't really do those sorts of interviews. And so, like, the idea of, like, these people that, like, you know, just seem like meatheads, you know, they just seem like dumb fucking jocks. But it's like, and you get some of those, like, some of the people in the wrestling business are just that, but then some of them are, like, into the art of it and the technical aspects and all that stuff. So this weird clash of, it's like fucking, it's this weird clash of theater kids and jocks. And sometimes you get people that are both, and it's really, I find that fucking really interesting. Fucking house. wrap up.
Nerd out. You know how we do. Yeah. Another year is gone. Another's gonna ride. Time's up. Let's take a look at the games behind us. In no particular order, this is the lineup. Let's start with the big boy, PUBG. Everybody's shooting on the battleground, it's ugly. Fighting to the death, spectacular. Hating in the bathroom, right behind the door in a blast. Cuphead, creativity, no contest. Working for the devil, going on a conquest. And even though these are inanimate objects, you're gonna die one of a couple times, so maybe God bless. Watch out when it's Friday the 13th. There's a person lurking in the shadows, trying to hurt me, chasing. Trying to kill a couple camp crowns, so the shots and machete, you people are not ready. Nobody in here can dispute the reboot, the level of a crash bandicoot. It's insane what the game try to do to you. But just hop on the train, but it's crazy. My soup, you pray, you were not asleep. This is not a game they will play. But your sanity, whatever your fate, up in space, you can never leave, never get away. Gotta save all humanity, do you wanna play? COD to get back to the basics. WW to attack in the bases, blast in the faces. This is not a battle in space, it's a battle for the last generation. Raw, I'ma give it to ya, with no trivia. It's like cocaine straight from Bolivia. In the wild, they.
cops complete control over all that knob feel.
Grease lightning. We'll get some overhead lifters and some four barrel quads. Oh yeah. mind uncovered to a youthful navy. 24 British sailors met him on the King's Highway. As he went for to be married, rest he was and sent away.
For illegal fireworks. Celebrate safely with state-approved fireworks. If caught with illegal fireworks, you will be cited and fined up to $5,000. Good to know, I guess. fascinating. I wonder if the power is out around here. This friendly horse. I have questions about the friendly horse. I have one question. How tall is the friendly horse? All right. I'm home. So I'm going to go do that. I'm going to throw this can away and then go inside. Everyone have a terrific day or night. And we'll do this again in the morning. You know, Mixler willing, I guess. It's still real funky. Worked fine. Seemed like it worked fine tonight, but this morning, a real shit show. A real shit show.